Snowbanks, they sublimate. That's your science lesson for today.
They do.
Science!
And the old ice cubes in their freezer, they sublimate and they get stinky.
Yes, they do. That's why you have to keep them, you know, keep them, you have to rotate, keep them cycled. Right. Yes.
That's why you got to keep mixing drinks.
That's right. You have to use the ice cubes in the back of the freezer first. Rotate your stock, people.
First in, first out.
That's right. I'm old school grocery store, man. Always, you always stock your produce in the back, man. Which is why when you want the fresh stuff, you got to dig for it.
That's right.
There goes that trick. Everybody goes to the back. So you should really put the old stuff in the back. You know that I know.
Oh, God. Oh, don't bite me, cat.
Yes, bite him.
No.
Bite him.
Don't bite me.
Get him, Cosmo. Get him. That's a good boy.
Sick him. Sick him.
I get to meet Cosmo very soon.
And Rodeo. How cool is
that? I'm so excited.
I've never
I don't care about seeing Alan at all. Yeah. I just want to meet Cosmo.
Cosmo's famous on the internet.
He is.
Hey, go to a Reverend Horton Heat concert?
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to a rodeo, though. Like a, that's kinda cool. Rodeo with cowboys.
Off to the rodeo.
The biggest rodeo in the world.
Stuff? Rodeo stuff?
Is it like when them Spaniards have bullfighting, so you get to eat the cow afterwards?
I think so.
You get to eat cows. Whether there's, it's that one is probably not, because, you know.
The butcher.
After they get through bouncing around the arena, I'm sure they're kind of tough.
Stinky, a little gamey.
Yeah.
Lactic acidosis and all.
I don't think the ones you ride are the ones you eat.
The ones you ride are boys, and don't you generally not eat the boys?
Oh, you eat the boys. You kind of, well, you eat the units.
Yeah, that's right.
You eat the
steers. As we all mentally cringe.
And you eat the and you eat the girl ones only after they quit giving milk, and only in McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, and all those places. Evidently, they buy retired dairy cattle.
I don't think they even actually let cows have sex anymore. I think it's all artificial.
Yeah,
because no, they way, let the bulls have it.
No, they don't. They hook the bulls up to machines.
Oh, okay.
And then they process it.
We haven't even started the show, and you're on this already.
Well, no, because it's a freaking science now. They extract.
Stop it.
And Alan's correct. Is also one copulation can impregnate many, many cows if spread out properly. So it's much more efficient.
And they can centrifuge it and do sex selection that way too.
Can they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's different. The specific, what do they call it? Specific gravity or whatever it is.
Chromosomal weight.
I guess, but they do a certain amount of sex selection. Because, you know, I mean. Anyway.
Brave new world.
In farming, you really don't want surprises.
I had a porterhouse yesterday.
Yum.
It was really good. Porterhouse, I had me some of that white asparagus. It's good, but I don't know. Nothing special.
Did your peas stink?
Sure did.
There you go.
Sure did. Sure did. Did you know that there's actually like essentially four phenotypes for asparagus pea?
No, I did not.
So there are people that have stinky pee and don't have stinky pee. So producers and non-producers.
Wow.
Right.
There's also detectors and non-detectors. So there are people that think their pee doesn't stink, but it reeks.
Oh. They don't smell it themselves.
Exactly. But someone else could smell them. Or there are people that are just completely blissfully, they do not produce stinky pee, nor are they aware that anybody else does either because they can't smell it.
I am so glad I got this on the recording.
Interesting.
And now we're going live.
Hello, Internet. Does your pee stink tonight?
If you want to know the background of that, you're going to have to listen to the previous 5 minutes. Download the MP3.
Weird, what happens when you eat beets?
It turns kind of pinkish.
Do you have a pink pee?
Yeah.
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 Me too. And I get pink poo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I remember the first time that happened, I called my mother. I was, what's happening?
Oh, beets are so delicious.
They are really good.
What about the cabbage? Did that do anything?
Not so far. Oh. I ate a big pile of red sauerkraut this evening, though, so I will report back.
Thanks.
Hey, Weird?
Yes.
Weird, have you fed the Weirdo blueberries yet?
Oh, no.
Piles of them.
Oh, no.
Since
Jay is a Trekkie, and there's, I'm sure, other Trekkies listening, it's like that thing that killed Tasha Yar in The Next Generation.
Oh my god!
Oh, I got a laugh cough. Yep.
Hold on.
Oh, God. Oh, what's hilarious is, what was it on Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, she ate broccoli and blueberries.
No.
And then the next day, I got her to daycare before an eruption. Awesome.
Oh, nice.
They're gonna charge you double next time.
Right. You dropped off the bomb at daycare.
You know, we're not even like 2 minutes into the show and we're already talking the poo talk.
Oh, yeah. We've already got right into the poo.
I mean, but also it's one of those. I had a porterhouse and I fed LaWeirda the porterhouse, and LaWeirda likes porterhouse.
Well, of course she does.
Of course.
So I'm strongly looking forward to her being of similar tastes to me when I was a wee lad. Of essentially the waitress coming up and saying, would you guys like to see the children's menu? And her going, is there porterhouse on the children's menu? So no, I won't need to see the children's menu. I don't need your goddamn hot dog and chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's a great idea, so you get the bill.
Yeah, honestly speaking, I would much rather pay more than go to a fine restaurant and have my child order a hot dog intentionally. Well,
see, here's the thing, Weird. That sounds good. But wait until you pay for a full-price meal for your kid who takes one bite and says, I'm full.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm perfectly fine with that because that shit will go into a box and that'll be breakfast.
All right. Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll be breakfast then, for the kid and or
then,
for you.
And then 10 minutes after you leave the restaurant, Daddy, I'm hungry.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't know about the I'm full. I don't think this baby gets full. I don't think she comes that way.
Just wait.
Oh, they will.
All right. Well, it is a show.
Hello, Internet.
How about this? It is Thursday. What is it? February 26th, 2015, episode 140 of the Squirrel Report.
Wow.
Episode 1 million.
This is the last episode
of 2015.
I'm trying to think.
Alan, did you have a stroke?
No. I was trying to reverse my way into saying that next month is our third year, or is next month the Squirrel Report 3 years old?
Wow. I've been friends with you guys for a long time.
Yep.
The Squirrel Report's writing on the wall in its own poo.
Yeah, pretty much. Since day one.
I think I was friends with Jay first, and then I met the rest of you.
Ha!
Jay wins.
I win.
I met you in PDB's IRC thing.
Yeah, but I knew Jay before that.
Right, I know. But, I mean, I knew.
And then I'm not sure how you met Weird.
I knew you from your blog and from your live journal.
Right. No.
Yeah, that's mean, yeah. Yeah, we
I
met
knew
on
Weird
live journal.
From live journal.
Yep.
So am I older?
Might yes.
Live Weird. Journal for the win. I didn't even have a real blog.
No, you didn't have a real one for like forever.
I think I coerced Weird into having a blog.
You did.
Yes, you did it with your sultry eyes.
Yeah.
But I remember that was it. I remember it was funny because PDB begged you to come on the IRC channel so people would show up.
As bait. Yeah, I was the girl bait. Oh, look, we have a girl on the IRC channel. A real live girl.
I was just so
talk to her, a real live girl.
Back then, that was a big deal.
I know.
I was so I was just so happy about it because I've always been an IRC geek.
And PDB had to like teach me how to use the IRC because I had no idea what I was doing.
Teach me how to internet.
Yeah.
There
is a little bit of learning curve with IRC.
Yeah, there is. It's not really user friendly.
No.
It's not supposed to be.
And you like it that way, I'm sure.
That's right, damn it.
Yeah.
Riff raff out.
That's right. So anyway, speaking of the old days in the internet, I'd like to have a moment of silence for the internet that died today.
Yeah. Well, shit. Now I'm depressed. This was going well.
Yep. 1995 to 2015, the public commercial internet. Rest in peace.
Because they had to go run screaming to the government to save us from those evil companies.
What so companies?
Yep.
The companies providing internet?
Yeah. Oh, well, they're going to make Netflix run slower. Yeah, if you don't pay them more.
This whole thing was orchestrated and proof that the progressive socialists still are playing their long game.
Yep.
Of course they are. This is one of the... You know, links in the chain for them.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing of the, oh man, you know, they're going to throttle people down if they don't pay them more. So we're going to make it so that they have to give everyone the same speed. Yeah. That means we all get to have the lower throttled speed.
Well, it's so much worse than that.
It's 56K.
Well, no, it's just, yes, 1995, Bradley. That's when the government disassociated itself from the internet and allowed complete commercial activity of all kinds on the internet. 1995.
Welp.
Here's your internet. Just 1995.
Bradley didn't think I was reading the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Comcast and AT&T and Verizon did a masterful job of playing Please Don't Throw Me in That Briar Patch.
Yeah.
They knew that whatever they wanted, the useful idiots would fight against. So they played them like landing in a trout, man. It was just, you know, fish hooks all the way. So, anyway...
Yep, turtles all the way down.
Yep.
Well, I read today that, you know, it was this FCC thing has been, you know, well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah,
of course.
However, I read that Google kind of had an inside. Google kind of knew what was in this thing.
Of course.
Because I don't know. I guess they were lobbying for some sort of thing. And the guy, you know, they changed the plan because Google requested. So what is going on?
Well, you know exactly what's going on. The fix is in.
Yeah.
The feds can now listen in on everything without a warrant. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Occupy Movement, for fucking us harder, assholes.
Yeah. Wait till the content regulations kick in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I have to say, though, that...
Wait, are we going to get in trouble for saying naughty words over the internet?
I hope so. Bring it. I have faith in nerds. I do. I have faith in the power of people and the power of nerds to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but
there's going to be server farms in Sealand.
Yes. I mean, who knows? You know, to get around it, it's possible. I mean, they
can't stop the signal.
Oh, man, we start those little pirate radio boats again?
Exactly.
Hot air balloons.
I don't know.
You're not getting me in a fucking hot air balloon.
Drones.
We're going to be international waters radio and monkey knife fights.
That's right, damn it.
Ooh, okay, you had me at monkey knife fights.
Unregulated internet and monkey knife fights.
Perfect.
But you know what I mean? It's like, a thing was created once, and of course the government takes it over. Who's to say a new thing can't be created? I mean, it's the internet. It's like this organic, weird thing. I mean, we've gone from like AOL to MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to, you know, Snapchat. I mean, it's like this weird, amorphous kind of organic growing thing, and it's because of people, and I have faith in that.
Because of people, we're all screwed.
No, I don't think so.
Don't forget chat roulette and ashleymadison.com.
RedTube.
Well, that too. Yeah. I don't know. I have faith.
Porn and cat photos. So anyway,
your cat pictures, however, are safe.
Our call-in topic.
Cat pictures
brought to you by Brita, who had a brilliant idea. Our call-in topic.
That wasn't my idea. It was Mike's idea.
Oh, okay. Mike's idea. Thank you, Mike. our call-in topic is loosely related to one of our previous topics. Since we were talking about your social justice warriors, the call-in topic is we need a collective noun for your favorite social justice warrior group. You know, like you have like a murder of crows or a, I don't know what the hell else they are. You know what I'm talking about.
Hold on. I gotta look it back
collective
up.
Collective nouns.
Yes. A scurry of squirrels. I looked
that's it
up. It.
There
oh,
you go.
A scurry of squirrels. I love that.
There you go.
That's cute.
We already have a caller.
Oh, good.
Yay, caller.
Area code 270. Hello.
Good morning, Colin.
Uh-oh. It's Sean.
It's me, your favorite Scotchman.
Yay!
And boy, do I have some good ones for you. When I heard this, I was like, I've got a couple that you probably haven't heard of before.
I'm sorry, I was phrase thinking that in the form of a question.
I beg your pardon?
You have to phrase that in the form of a question.
Oh, you didn't get it!
Don't confuse Sean.
He's a senior citizen.
I'm getting old. You know, even my nipples are losing their elasticity. I have to put this udder balm on them all the damn time. It's very, very shameful, really. Anyway, I have a few. I noticed that they said something about a rancor or something, but that doesn't work well for feminists. It's got to be a Sarlacc of feminists, because there's a giant gaping maw in the sand, irritated by all of the elements with fangs and tentacles reaching out for poor, unsuspecting men, possibly for the little death reference there.
You've given this a lot of thought. I'm impressed.
Yes.
Indeed.
You have me at little death.
And then we have a term you're probably not familiar with, a scumbag of social justice warriors. And for those of you who are not in the know, a scumbag is the slang for a used condom.
Ew.
I believe the word you're searching for, lass, is squidgy.
Squidgy.
It feels all squidgy until it pops under your bare feet, and then you're hopping around banging against the furniture because you're so grossed out and you don't want to get it on the rug.
I can't breathe. Oh, God. Well, those are wonderful, Sean. Thank you.
My work is done, and I wish you all a fine and good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Sean.
Sean Connery, everyone.
It can be well, you must be,
yeah, you must be honored being sexually harassed by such a just a fine actor.
It's always
Sir
a pleasure.
Sean Connery.
And we have another caller.
Wow.
Area code 305. Hello.
Hi, it's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Radis.
Yeah. He's famous on the internet.
So wrong. Yes, it's the internet's internet's Radis. but no, you're still wrong, Weird. But the one I have is a geezer of anti-gunners.
Ooh, very good. Yeah.
They're all just... You know, nothing but gray hairs.
Yeah, Moms Demand Action really should be great grandmoms against it. Demand Action.
Oh man!
Because there's eight of them, and they all and they're all Civil War vets.
Yeah. Civil War vets.
Oh God.
Or actually, they're probably all members of the original Women's Temperance Movement.
They just yeah. Well, you know. We gotta. Somebody's having fun somewhere, and we gotta stop it. Damn it!
Yep.
Or they're gonna send out the USS Gabrielle Giffords.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yes, there was an actual facepalm.
Nope.
Yep. Oh God! Someone might be carrying a gun at Kroger's, and all the problems that happen with that. All the problems.
Yes. Oh no! Someone's exercising their civil rights. Can't have that.
What? Okay, so anything else? Come on, no, I know you got more than that. You got more than that. Come on.
I got a story. I was talking to two Kiwis last night at Bass Pro Shop. They were looking for Noveskis and ARs to take back with them. So, like, oh, okay.
Is that legal?
To take back with them? You can bring an AR into New Zealand?
Apparently he had something where he was having something where he said he got his E-class license, and I was talking to him about it. He said, you can have that? You have any magazine restrictions or anything like that? No, not with an E-class. You know, I can get parts and everything else. I just have to import it, and it goes to the police station. You know, I pay custom duties and everything else, and it waits there until they release it. Huh. But I'm telling him, you know, okay, you can – he's saying an AR there costs like $7,000 New Zealand, which is like, what? I'm thinking, okay, if you're talking about something about that much, you know, Colt has that nice convertible one. You know, I was telling him basically the AR was, I'm talking about the AR lowers, you know, you can swap out calibers and stuff. He said, you really, you can? You know, it's like someone had no idea what they're looking for, but...
Oh, yeah. The conversion from New Zealand to U.S. is only 75 cents to the one New Zealand dollar. So actually, the New Zealand dollar is worth more than the U.S.
Yeah, I know, but that's what he's saying. It's like $7,000 New Zealand. It's like what? Okay, if you're looking at that, but. They were looking at Noveskis, where it's like, okay, those are like two grand. They started around there, but it's like, oh, okay. And it's just one of those that's like, yeah, well, get one of those. And he's talking about, yeah, you get 223, you know, real or 556, real cheap. And it's like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And then I was just telling him, he said, you basically get an AR, and you get, and since they don't have the SBR restrictions or NFA restrictions like we do. He can put an 8-inch or a 9-inch barrel 223 on it and get suppressors. I asked, is there a problem with suppressors? No, I can get suppressors anytime I want. It's like,
yeah, they're not regulated at all there. I know that. You can just walk into any hardware store and buy as many as you want.
Yeah, They do have some sort of overall overall length restriction, but that's about it. So, because I saw something recently, on, it was the collapsed. Someone modified their bolt action 22, so it would be real short. But you can't fire it in the collapsed way. But it was all on Reddit and stuff like that. It was all over, sitting all over the internet. It was. I was thinking, oh, okay, that sounds interesting, but I kept asking. I told him about, like, the Colt, the modular Colt one, where you can swap from 308 to 223. I said, really? Oh, okay. So it just wears just one receiver, one serial number. So
huh.
I talked to him about half hour, 40 minutes. I was like, oh, okay. So it's like, oh, I got a lot more to look on the internet. Okay, yeah, I just said, you know. I pointed them to the Hickox 45 because it's like, yeah, go look at there. Figure out what you want.
So now the big question is, do they pay you in sheep?
No, but they were talking
about... No, they pay them in hobbits.
No, they were talking about shooting... The reason they're getting them is that for basically varmint control of goats.
Huh.
I'm not
kidding.
Yes,
they're like brown hogs out there.
Apparently, he's saying they're talking about hits, you know, taking shots from like a 100 to 300 meters to 800 meters with on goats. It's like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're going that far out, I said, yeah, you want something a little bit more than 223. 308's better, you know. And I said, yeah, you get the convertible one, then you can shoot it, and it's just one serial number. It's one part. You're talking about getting that expensive, but oh, okay.
Change for
that was
my Jason. Jesus Christ! Oh man! All right, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
the sheep farmer. Sure. Well, I guess in New Zealand they really can tell the sheep from the goats. and another caller. Area code 270. Hello.
Hey, Squirrel Report. Been a while since I called. This is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Yay! Finally!
How's it going? Yeah, hey, sorry, I never remember to listen live, and then I never have any good ideas when I do.
Like that's a requirement. Obviously, this show does not require good ideas.
No.
Good, because I didn't bring that good of ideas.
I'm like the bad idea king. Come on.
So did you come up with a collective noun for your favorite social justice warrior group?
Well, I've got a few of them, if that's okay.
Sure.
I started small with an illness of anti-vaxxers.
Ooh.
Seemed kind of obvious.
That's a good one.
To escalate, we can have a cunt of feminists.
Ooh.
Approved by my wife.
Okay.
So I have wife approval.
All right.
My wife approves as well.
Awesome.
I totally broke her back on that word. Just she's like, whatever.
A miasma of occupiers, or miasma, if you prefer.
Ooh.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't decide for protesters, so I've got either an annoyance of protesters or an ineffectiveness of protesters. I guess it depends where they stand.
A target of protesters.
Well, wow. Since we're talking social justice warriors, when leftists quote-unquote protest, it would be a riot of protesters.
Yeah, I guess you've got that one.
Because there's always the throwing of stones and water bottles filled with urine.
A unilateral disarmament of anti-gunners.
Oh, wow. All right, Tommy wins.
But I didn't even get to an abortion of family planners.
Oh.
Which my wife countered with a butcher of baby killers.
That's good.
She's opinionated.
No. A hanger of abortionists.
Ooh.
And then the collective noun for the collective nouns, they're a blizzard of special snowflakes.
Yes!
Oh.
That's good.
And just for the score report,
a podcast of bloggers.
Except for Weird, he's on LiveJournal. He doesn't count.
Oh, fuck off, Jay.
I was on LiveJournal back in the day.
It's only it's only Breed and Alan that don't do blogs.
I didn't even have like eyeliner or anything. I was one of the odd kids on LiveJournal. So yeah, that's what I came up with today at work.
I actually have one for feminists.
Oh, go ahead, Breda.
A vagina dentata of feminists.
Whoa. Wasn't that the song from The Lion King?
There was a webcomic that did a song based on The Lion King in the thing way back in the day, or what it was, though. I don't think it's still around.
That's Teeth was not as good a movie as I had hoped it to be. They made a vagina dentata horror movie a couple of years ago.
Creature from the
Black. Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Although, I am being kind of like, you know, because not all feminists have vaginas, and not all women have vaginas now. I'm totally confused by that. I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's a strange new world.
Alan, don't be so heteronormative.
Right. I'm so out of it, I don't even know those words.
Alan, you can pack in your rape culture.
Trans-sexist.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
I don't know.
Alan carries his dirty guns instead of teaching people not to rape. That's the only reason why we have rape, you know, is because people are like, oh, I didn't know rape was bad.
No.
She was screaming in pain and horror and didn't like it.
Spraying me with rape.
I thought that was just how it was. I thought that was what sex was.
Tommy's so glad he called in now.
He is glad.
He's excited. Oh, he is. Yeah.
And we had calls, and now nobody's calling in.
Oh, damn it.
You scared them all away.
And your caller is not talking.
So good.
Well, that's because Tommy is officially that call that nobody wants to follow.
Everybody drop the mic, Tommy.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. We're done. All right, well, glad I could provide some amusement.
That was great. Say hi to your lovely, lovely wife for us.
Cough clap.
Yep. I will do that.
She's gonna be lovely. She lets you.
I thought I'm like, I'll come up with something great. I got nothing. But then collective nouns. So yeah.
Hey, all right. Well, thanks for calling.
I'll let you guys have somebody else. See you guys later.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Tommy.
Again, that call in number 214-530-0036.
So, Alan, what's your social justice warrior aggregator now?
Mine was the one I put on the show thing. It's a ranker of feminists.
Wasn't the ranker the big creature in Star Wars?
Yes, but since George Lucas is a bad writer, ranker is just meaning anger and malcontentness.
Yes.
It got even worse with all the like the new stuff with like Darth Tyrannus and Darth Bad Guy and Darth I'm Mean and Have a Lightsaber.
Darth Poopoo Head.
Yeah. Darth Poopoo Bottom Water.
We get sound effects now.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty good, Alan.
Yeah, we got a hot box of comedy right there.
I'm looking for the snare drum shot. Nah.
Sounding very Pet Shop Boys in here.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Stop it.
I don't like it.
Stop.
I can't.
Wait. Yeah.
You can always stop a press roll.
We got another caller. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Area
Thanks
code.
Thanks for the good call-in topic.
915. You're on the air.
Well, howdy.
Hello.
Greetings, caller.
Greetings. Greetings, person taking the call.
Please amuse us with your collective nouns.
Oh, I actually haven't even looked at the topics. Hang on.
Damn it!
First, come on. First, you can tell us who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Oh, this is unnamed caller.
Is it the same unnamed caller we've had in previous weeks, or are you a new unnamed caller?
Confusion of trannies. Oh, God.
Guys, we have a caller.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Continue, caller X.
Confusion of trannies. Can you just beat that, caller?
Just for that, Alan, I have to ask you. I was listening to some old VC episodes earlier today.
Well, there's your problem.
Oh, God.
And I listened to the one about Silent Warrior. And
I don't either.
Something about a lady named Chase. And people were trying to set you up with her.
I know what this is. This is the episode with Chance Ballou and his sister.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh Lordy.
That was awesome.
That's right. Oh,
anyway, if I were to admit to being the same unnamed caller, well then that would mean you'd be assigning a name to me, which would be unnamed caller. So therefore, however true such accusations might be, I cannot admit to the same.
Okay. Well, we'll let it slide.
Anyways, a blank of anti-vaxxers, I was thinking a pox of anti-vaxxers.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Good.
Oh, wait.
Excellent.
Well, if I'd actually taken the time to look at this before calling, I might have been able to come up with a few more, but I'm tapped out.
You know why? You listen to Vicious Circle. That shit rots your brain. Don't do it.
I know.
Because it's cancer.
Oh, hey, that was a great episode. That was hilarious.
I don't even remember that episode. I'm not going to have to go back and listen to it.
I remember Silent Warrior.
Yes, Alan, you were going to have to listen to it. Have to listen to that episode and the ones immediately after it because the Silent Warrior theme continues. So,
I was really drunk for those, but it was fun. I think
okay, this is telling. Brita,
like three.
Brita and Weird say they were really drunk for these, but they remember them. Alan, yeah. What were you drinking that you don't remember them?
Time.
He wasn't drinking. Alan was banging the old horse.
Time.
I've slept. My brother makes a killer eggnog with lighter fluid.
Many times.
Alan's sitting here with a needle hanging on his arm.
So this is the sort of thing where, you know, you start losing your memory or...
Dementia.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, to be fair, I'm pretty sure Alan's lost his pants.
Oh,
Alan. Yeah, Alan. Do you know where your pants are?
Not on. Hey, it's warm down here. I don't have to wear pants.
Texas.
It's not here.
It's the. Yeah, we had another cold snap come through the great wilds of West Texas, southern New Mexico. We're back down to the 60s in the daytime. And we're in the 40s at night.
Shocking.
Oh, the horror.
I had to run my defroster for a whole 2 minutes this morning to get the ice off my windshield. I almost didn't go to work.
Oh, you poor baby.
It was terrible. It was just awful.
No, Alan, shocking is what happens when you test the newly installed electric fence to make sure it's safe for the dogs. It will still deter them from jumping the said fence. I laid on the floor for about 5 minutes.
Does that work in the snow, or is there like some sort of like electrical conductivity going on with the moisture with the snow and the electric? I mean, if it's the kind that works with the collars, it's
RF.
Oh.
Well, Rita, if you're asking, will these things work in the snow? I don't know. I've never had to test it out. I'm in New Mexico.
Oh.
Southern New Mexico. It snows down here about 3 times a year, and it's usually gone within a day or two.
I'm sorry.
We get our cold snaps usually with no.
You're missing the beauty of winter.
There is no beauty to winter.
Oh, no,
come
no,
to the
no.
North
yeah.
Coast,
no,
and you'll be encased in ice for 6 months out of the year. It's lovely.
I have relatives up. I have in-laws up in the New England area, and I can go see snow anytime I want. I prefer to view it over Skype.
Very smart.
I can enjoy all the beauty of it, and I don't have to shovel a,
yes.
a whit of it.
Snow is best viewed through some sort of glass.
Yeah. I won't lie. I might have been drinking last night, and I might have set my driveway on fire.
What?
And even that didn't help.
No, weird. If you think setting your driveway is on fire, you need to get one of those propane torches. I'm assuming you may already have one.
Oh, I
and
do.
You need to bring it down here. Bring it down here and try it on tumbleweeds.
Oh, that does sound like fun.
Oh, I bet they go poof.
Yeah, you see, with snow and ice, you blowtorch them, and okay, it melts the snow and the ice, but then you get this nasty puddle of mud that's going to freeze again, and it's going to be in all these sticky up spots if you had to walk through it, and it's going to freeze like that, and you're going to fall and bust your butt on it, and that's just not going to feel good. With a tumbleweed, you set it on fire, and 2 minutes later, there's no more tumbleweed. Nothing left.
Man.
And it's out here in the middle of the desert. You get them for free. It's like low explosive tannerite.
Nice.
So you don't have to pay for it.
Ooh, now what happens if you pack tannerite into a tumbleweed?
You go back in time.
That particular experiment is still on the drawing board. I have yet to achieve funding for it.
I suspect you'll have like thousands of little twigs embedded in your skin.
No, tumbleweed doesn't fly that far. If you set the tumbleweed at about, you know, 50 yards with a pound of tannerite in it.
A pound?
It doesn't get immolated.
What?
Your retinas will be detached before anything hits you.
Yeah, the shockwave will beat the pieces.
Alan, we blew up a computer with a pound of tannerite at about 75 yards. Okay, yes, the pieces flew about 150, but they didn't have much of a velocity at that point.
What was it? The maximum effective range of computer pieces blown up by a pound of tannerite is what, 50 yards?
Lots.
Oh, it's less than that. By the time it gets to about 30 yards, it's not traveling fast enough to make you do more than say, ow.
I would say the plastic pieces. The effective lethal range of tannerite with cars is more like 115 yards.
Yeah, that's different.
That got a little scary.
Well, we do have an old car that doesn't run. I am not blowing it up.
Oh, you could do the thing like the Mythbusters did, where they packed the cement truck full of TNT.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Alan,
went all the way up to
I'm
the bluff
redneck,
to
I'm not
set
suicidal.
It off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm redneck. I'm not suicidal. I'm not shooting up cement truck packed with tannerite. However, if you do, videotape it and have your next of kin upload it to YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks for calling. We got
because I'm not... I'm not certain there is any minimum safe distance on that. Good night.
There may not be. Thanks.
You need artillery.
Unknown caller.
Thanks for the call, unknown caller.
We have more callers.
No way.
Yeah, this is like caller palooza here.
I blame Brita.
This
what?
Is
Brita, it's your fault. This show is good.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
It is all Brita's fault. This is Jason on the line.
Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to ask, is this podcast SEC approved, or am I going to get in trouble?
You're going to get in trouble.
You're already in
trouble.
Oh,
good.
Good. Baby.
Assume the position.
It's not that type of show.
Wait, you're not my wife.
It is too that type of show.
Only an all right. Thursdays, and the safe word is banana.
You know, when you're talking about the federal government and the phrase "assume the position" comes in, is it wrong that my first thought goes to Joe Biden?
Oh, God.
Creepy, creepy
Uncle
Joe.
Bad touch.
Creepy Joe. You know, that's – I said – well, this is Alan quoting himself, and because I said it somewhere else earlier today. You know, this is net neutrality brought to you by the same people that defined tax increases tax cuts and investment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and tax increases were contributions.
That's right. Yes.
But they had a vote on it.
Yeah.
And not increasing by increasing spending by a smaller amount is a cut.
Is a cut. That's right. So, yeah. So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. A Biden of idiots. God, Tommy's on the roll.
Oh, that's good, Tommy.
That's unfair to idiots.
Oh. A Biden of idiots. That's great.
Man.
Okay.
So, did you get ice in your driveway this morning?
We didn't get ice in our driveway this morning, but yesterday we had snow in our yard. which for the first day since I worked at the school district I work with now, we actually had a real honest-to-God snow day.
Why do I never get snow days? We have so much frickin' snow. I don't think I've ever had a snow day in my
life. Well, leave it to Texans to get it right.
God damn it.
But my nearly 2-year-old daughter loved it.
I bet.
When she woke up, that morning, she was kind of thrown off because she wasn't going to daycare that day, walked by our little garden window door to the backyard, stopped, ran to the door, put her face on the window, and was like, "What happened?
What did you do, Dad?"
I always get blamed for it.
It is.
In our house, I'm the bad guy. That's my job. My wife is the one who gives in to her little tantrums. I'm the bad guy. So
get used to it.
So fatherhood actually suits me.
Oh, just wait until you get to embarrass them. It's awesome.
Yeah, that comes later.
Counting down. I work with teenagers. I'm perfecting my technique for when she hits 13.
Get lots of good pictures.
Oh, definitely.
All right.
My daughter knows the word snow.
Well, of course she does.
And every time we're outside, that's what she says.
She's got 50, snow. She knows snow. 50 words for snow.
Snow. Right?
That's
snow.
Because your people
she's an Eskimo.
50 different words for snow. Yeah.
She's got just one word for snow, and that's all she really needs because it's all goddamn snow.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Oh, hey, can I give you my thing?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, in honor of Emily Miller getting permission to take training in order to get her license, in D.C., I came up with a clip of Bloombergers.
That's good. Oh,
y'all have a good week.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Hey, quit that.
Alan, do it.
Are you yelling at your cat?
Yeah, he's trying to climb the shelves.
God, I hope it's his cat, because otherwise we're going to have different problems.
Trying to climb the shelves and...
Oh.
He's begging for attention.
Well.
He's got extra naughtiness.
I guess the show's over then.
Nope. we have more callers. But before we do that, I want to get somebody else's, Weird and Jay, and I don't think Brita have mentioned their collective nouns.
So totally did.
Okay, but Jay and Weird haven't.
Well, I had another one for vegans, a weakness of vegans.
Ooh.
Because, come on.
Ooh, you just gave me an idea, a guilt of vegans.
Ooh, very good.
Excellent.
I just had a RuPaul of drag queens.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know, now I'm done.
don't know. Are drag queens an official social justice warrior group?
Oh, they fall into the cisgender normative blah blah.
They can be.
They do. They identify with the blah blah. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Look, if you got a fucking innie or a fucking outie, all right? It's real fucking easy. That's what you are. Sorry, binary.
Hey, Jay.
What?
I have an outie.
There you go. Problem solved.
I just checked. I made sure.
This is not difficult, folks. I'm sorry.
It is if you've been spending too much time on Tumblr.
Well, who is that actress? No. It wasn't an actress. It was one of the female wrestlers.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
No, China. No. Yes. Yes.
Was it China?
Why do I know this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Female wrestlers.
Oh, she kind of had an innie outie.
She's got a rock solid outie.
So there is like kind of a spectrum of.
That's what steroids do to the clitori.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh yeah. Really?
Oh no. She had a raging fucking hard on.
Huh.
So it was not like a she was born that way thing.
I suspect it was the hormonal stuff.
Okie dokie.
Interesting.
Yep. It's not good for your girl parts. It'll give you a boner.
I'm.
Turn your innie into an outie. Put the stem back on the apple. Oh,
well,
wait, that's Bill Cosby.
God.
Yes, sure is.
All right, we got another caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
Area code 406. Hello.
404. Caller not found. Sorry.
Is it 406?
Yes, it's you.
Okay, awesome, because, you guys threw me off at that 404. Hey, I don't usually get to call in. I left a message on Brady's Facebook page that you guys always happen at dinner time, but dinner time is running late because I drank too much beer and didn't have time to cook.
Hey, that works.
Perfect. So, but I wanted to find something that could be an encumbrance of something. I don't care what social justice warriors you guys find, but something needs to be an encumbrance. You don't need to go outside, but it's dark. I also have a 2-year-old that I'm chasing around.
An encumbrance of government regulators.
Nice. Perfect.
There you
I'm
go.
Happy now.
All right.
There you go.
It just needed to be something, an encumbrance of something, but an encumbrance of regulators works for me.
Yep. Revenue.
I would actually say, given our common predicament, an encumbrance of 2-year-olds.
There you go.
So, awesome. All right, I'm going to bail on you guys now again, though. All so right. I just have
Thanks
a couple minutes.
Thanks.
You guys have a nice show. Yeah.
Oh, man. And we have more callers.
All right.
This is like, I'm telling you, this is.
You're welcome.
Caller-palooza.
Yeah, Breida, fuck you and your good ideas.
Area code 360. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Who dis?
That voice
sounds This is Brad.
Hello, Brad.
I know that dude.
I knew that voice sounded familiar.
It's got a Washington area code, too.
Yes, and I'm in Arizona. I'm just all sorts of raw. There is blisteringly cold at 58 this morning.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God. 35 is balmy.
190.
When it gets up to 35 here, I feel like it's like manna from heaven. It's like the snowbanks start to melt and everything's nice. And I start seeing like patches of like pavement on my driveway. And it's 35 degrees.
You know what? Around here, it hits 20 and people are wearing shorts. It's like, woohoo!
It's naked time!
It's very sad.
I'm still convinced my boss is mad at me about the weather updates and the daily emails that he sent me to Rock Island, Illinois just in time for snow. So.
Ha!
Get a new assignment for you. It's in Wyoming.
They actually do have a spot in Wyoming, and they want me to go there. No.
No.
Nope.
It's right
nope.
Next to Nopeville.
Nope.
Well, I actually have a social justice group, but I'm not sure if they're social justice warriors or gun rights activists. And I think a group or a gathering of them should be a brownie of gun right activists.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like that. Nice.
But not open carrier, you know, retards. They don't count.
Not Texas. No, no. What is it, Tarrant County?
Yeah, Tarrant County. I don't know what they put in the water in Tarrant County, but damn.
They would be a TAPCO of protesters.
TAPCO of protesters. Nice.
Oh, Jay said that on air. Jay's going to be unemployed tomorrow.
That was weird, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hello, my name is JG, and I'm really smart.
Shut up, brain, or I'll stab you in the Q-tip.
I got a master's degree.
Snorted.
You guys.
I don't snort.
Why do I like you?
I don't know.
I think it's my dashing good looks, Brita.
It could be that.
There must be something wrong with you.
I
know it's not my dashing good looks.
Well, it's the internet. What can we say?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I also have roguish charm.
You have your moments, that's for sure.
I got lots of moments. I made a baby.
I don't want to think about that moment. Thank you.
I had a moment at work today.
Did a baby come out of it?
A senior moment?
Felt like it.
Senior moment. Bradley has it. It's a senior moment.
It's in the moment.
Yes. Tell me about your moment, Alan.
That's okay.
Was it a personal summer?
It was.
Alan, are you going through the change? It's perfectly natural, Alan. You know,
it was. Never mind.
Yeah, it's the change.
Nope. It was. Oh. See, this is.
Why you can't have
that? You fucking started it.
I went into the men's room to take a dump at work and ripped the biggest fart I have done in years.
And you got paid for it.
And I got paid for it too.
Oh.
And it's one of those where you wish you'd had a microphone or a recorder going because it was epic.
I like it when people outside of the room can applaud you.
Yes. That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah, Alan, I'm with you. Like, it's one of those, like, when there's, like, I hate it when, like, you're driving alone in the car and you let, like, a really good one go, whether it's really, really loud or really, really stinky, and you're like, there's nobody here to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I can tell you other people about this
car
part,
by
they
yourself
think I was lying.
Someone to torture.
Bradley is so glad he called the show tonight.
Hey. We're educational.
We're listed that way on iTunes.
And just so you know, when Alan goes through menopause, it gives him gas.
Bradley, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Bradley.
A browning.
A browning.
Browning of gun enthusiasts. Yeah. I love it.
I like that.
That's great.
I do like the TAPCO as well, Jay. Look, it's an SKS, and I just put $500 worth of shit on it, and now it almost kind of sort of, if you squint at it, it looks like an AK.
Oh,
silly.
Do we have another caller, Alan?
Not yet.
That's a hint, folks. Call in, damn it. You want in on this, don't you?
Hey, Jay, did you give your collective?
Yes. Yes, a RuPaul of drag queens.
Okay. That's good enough.
I actually really like that show.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's, well, you may not like it.
I
think it's interesting.
Queens.
I don't know.
I think we should have drag queens in Top Fuel funny cars.
Ooh,
you know, it's truth in advertising.
I do like drag racing.
You know,
especially when they blow up.
I like it when they take flight, like speedboats. Oh, speedboat races.
They're oh yeah, awesome. Those are awesome. Those are the
they
best.
They get a little bit of air under them, and they just go.
It takes like a half inch wave, and those things are airborne. Whoosh.
And they don't just go up a little bit.
No,
I mean, they go
no,
9,000 feet.
Yeah. It's like a rocket. Whoosh.
Yeah.
Adam the guys Cole get had, out. They're ticked off that they're out of the race.
Yeah. Carolla had a great joke about those. It's just the fact that like some of these like ridiculous like sports where like these people are sinking tremendous amounts of money into their speed boats or hill climb bikes or all of that, and there's no money to be made.
Oh no!
Like even if you win, you get fucking nothing.
Well, it's like the guys that race snowmobiles across open water.
Yeah, those are just called drunks.
You're just nuts, man.
Those are jet skis, right?
That is called I finished a bottle of Alan's coffee brandy and watch this shit.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer and watch this. Hold on. I'm throwing in a chat a speedboat crash. It's awesome.
I'm in.
See what you're missing by not being live, being with us live and in the chat room, people? You'll never know what link Jay is sharing.
Oh, man. That's pretty awesome.
I'm getting an ad for Olive Garden.
Now, are these speedboat races? Are they like the top fuel drag racers? Top fuel drag racer cars have these like spectacular explosions, and the driver just walks away from it. Like yeah, nothing happens.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Oh god!
Now you watch the guy will get out and be like,
"No!
Oh yeah!
What?
Oh yeah! The guy's fine.
Why? Yep. Why is he fine? How is he fine? How?
Because they're like." They have safety stuff.
Yeah.
No.
He's not fine. He also has a raging heart on. Because there's a reason why he's racing the speedboats.
He's like, damn it, I want to do that again. Oh, flip, flip, flip. Boom.
And then.
It went Earth Sky ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And you just see it goes up a little bit and it's all done.
Oh, yep. Oh my God.
Yep. It's kind of like that little bit of a light feeling when you're on a snowy road sort of thing.
And on that note.
I lost Skype. Way to go, Jay. On that note. Oh, yeah, I've completely lost my internet. Okay, then. Well, I guess that's a show. Internet died and, well. See y'all next week and it'll be March. Bye.